Blackstone Audiobooks presents
The Torso in the Town by Simon Brett. Chapter 1. The other thing about Fedborough, said Grant Roxby that evening before the torso was discovered, is that everybody mixes together. There are no social divisions. What? Thought Jude. He's got to be talking about somewhere else. Fedborough was a country town some 8 miles inland from where the River Feather reached the sea at Feathering. The town's considerable architectural splendours attracted tourists throughout the year. In the summer, its streets were clotted with the elderly contents of coaches and adolescent foreign language students wandering around looking for something to do. Most ended up in the antique dealers, tea rooms, and gift shops. Fedborough was the perfect venue for someone trying to buy an antique brass bedpan, a cream tea, or a china figurine of a ballet dancer, less suitable perhaps for those in search of basic groceries. The assertion by her host that the town had no social division suggested to Jude the truth, that Grant Roxby hadn't lived in Fedborough very long. Her own life had more important priorities than where she stood in any social hierarchy. She judged people by their inequalities rather than their backgrounds, but she could still recognize that Fedborough was riddled with class consciousness. The town's inhabitants, mostly well-heeled, cosseted by sensible pension arrangements and private health insurance, knew to a nicety where they stood in the middle-class pecking order.